forget my son to include everyone. I'll tuck you in warm within, keep you free from sin till the sanity comes. Sleep with one eye open, gripping your pillow tight. Exit light in the night.
Oh man. Greetings. You're listening to St. Paul's Unseen Dimension. Wow, that's a whole new version of Enter Sandman I've never heard of before. It's by Ghost BC. I honestly didn't think that was what I was going to be hearing, but holy shit, that's actually pretty cool. It's as if Dokken had recorded it back in the 80s. Wow. Gotta give those guys credit for doing something interesting. Wow. What a great day to sample something new and possibly from a parallel universe. Wow. I let that one go a little longer because I was like, is this really what I'm hearing? Holy shit. And here's the thing, is I enjoy this band. I enjoy Ghost BC quite a bit. But when you get the opportunity to experience something that you... Hold on a minute. You see, let me start over. Today is May 11th. Today is Wednesday, May 11th. Today is the year... I'm sorry. Let's try this one more time. Today is Wednesday, May 11th. The year is 2022. And this song is something that I have not heard in over 30 years, I want to say. I haven't heard the song Enter Sandman since it came out in like 1989, 1990, 91 maybe. Anyway, it's 30 years. 30 years. Easy. And so anyway, here I am hearing this this version of it, right? And it's as if I'm hearing the song completely like for the first time again. Not because it's by Ghost BC, but because of the version that I'm hearing. It's got all the major riffs and licks and stuff like that. And it's got the same vocals and lyrics. However, it does have certain elements that, for whatever reason, if I were to have listened to this song in, let's say, 1985, 1986, this song would have probably put Metallica into a different realm of rock back in the day. See, now Metallica was doing stuff back in the 80s like Master Puppets and Ride the Lightning and all that stuff, and Kill 'Em All. And those are the first three albums that I ever heard from them when I was in high school. Because I was a big Maiden guy, and I listened to Judas Priest and all that other stuff. I was kind of a metalhead, you know. I was one of those greasy, pimply kids that didn't have any friends, but I was drawing a lot of pictures, so everyone thought I was cool. Well, no one actually thought I was cool. They all thought I was a fucking delusional nut. Which, you know, nothing's really changed much. But anyway, this particular song, though, the way that it's crafted, it would lead you to believe that it was recorded in the mid-80s. Because I want to say it was like either 1987, 1988, Dokken came out with an album that had the Dream Warriors song that was used in the Nightmare on Elm Street film series. And I'm gonna be honest with you, it has that kind of vibe and feel. So if this song had come out, let's say, 1985, had Ghost BC been doing music back in the 1980s, these guys would probably have fizzled and died, because that would have been like a one-hit wonder for them. They'd have been gone. Because the 80s and 90s, for hair metal and all that stuff, that would have been curtains for them. Because back then, everyone had a metal band. Everyone. There were kids in high school that had a metal band. There were at least, I want to say, a dozen people that I knew that were going off to become musicians who ended up failing terribly. A couple of people that I knew moved on to more successful things. And yet, at the same time, you know, none of them, they're still doing music, but they're only doing it, you know, for the fun of it, you know. And they're all, you know, they just make music to make music. Some are bar bands, some of them are others. But where I'm going with all of this stuff is that music is a way of teleporting you to worlds that you used to frequent. And that particular song, holy shit on toast, that took me to a place like I can't explain, because it's as if I'd heard that song that way back in when it came out in the early 90s. That's the version of the song that I honestly would have remembered more so than the original Metallica one. So I don't know what that means. I don't know if it's some kind of strange transmutation of knowledge, or if there's a reordering or something like that. But I got to tell you, today's been a weird day all across the board. I mean, I've got water in my basement like you wouldn't believe. We just had the single most torrential rain that we've had in a long time. I've got to fix the gutters on this house. I don't give a shit how I get it done. It's got to happen, because I've got a puddle of water here in the studio. I've got a puddle of water. I've got water all over the damn house right now in the basement. So luckily I have dehumidifiers, plural, running, but it doesn't mean anything, because it's still water. You know, there's nothing you can do about it. But at least the studio part of it, where I put in all of that time and effort in fixing the floor and everything, that's actually blissfully dry. So that's one nice thing. But it's going to get humid in here. And it's going to get hot as shit tomorrow. So that's just going to make it worse. But no, today was a strange little day all the way across the board. I have been afflicted with COVID. I'm not sick now, but I've got what you call the lingering effects of it. I've had it, you know, for months now, where all of a sudden I just get really tired out of the blue and I have to go take a nap. And I have a brain that's really, really busy all the time. I have, like I said, on another podcast, where I think I may have some of my own self-diagnosed attention deficit issues. But today, after I took my nap, my brain was super quiet. Like, I could focus. I could focus on the task at hand and not be sidetracked by 15 other things. If you have a busy brain, you know what I'm talking about. If you have one of these brains that just won't shut up, won't stop thinking, you know what I'm talking about. And today I had crystal clarity after this nap. And what's really funny is I still got it. I'm sailing along. I'm doing this podcast. And I've got that level of clarity that I can't readily explain. But I will take it and be thankful for it. Maybe it's the barometric pressure finally having its way with my sinus cavities and my brain. I don't know. But what I know is I am content and I am happy and my brain is doing what it should. Not finding 15 things to chase down. So, I'm in the idea, or I should say in the vein of the idea that I'm going to try to organically build up my listenership. I'm going to try to do more shows and try to be a little bit more, what's the word I'm looking for here? A little less of an asshole and a little bit more entertaining, maybe. Unless being an asshole is entertaining, then it's a win for me. I don't have to do anything. It'd just be me. No, I prefer to just be me because it's so much easier to do that than pretend to be anyone else. Besides that, nobody is pretending to be me on the air, as far as I know. And if you are, good luck. It'll take you decades to build up the level of crazy that I've got going on. No, I shouldn't have said that. That's not what I meant at all. I've had one of these days where, like I said, my brain just clicked off, and it was like, I did a bunch of art today, and I was really happy about that. And talked to a good buddy of mine on the phone earlier today, Bill. If you're out there listening, know that I'm mentioning you here on the podcast. How you doing, Bill? Hope you're driving safe, and don't get in any accidents. You poor bastard. This is a good friend of mine who I've known for, oh my God, 25 plus years. Whew, man, you poor bastard. But anyway, I was chatting with him. He does amazing artwork. He's doing some fantastic stuff right now for some licensed stuff, and I'm gonna give him mad props for it because he's worked really hard to get to where he's at, and I'm just tickled to death that he's finally getting to where he should be. Man of many talents, but that one is his drawing skills are just off the charts. Wonderful. And I don't shout out enough of my friends to tell them, you know, how much I appreciate them, you know, being a part of my little world. So that's my shout out to my buddy Bill. But anyway, like I was saying, I had this quieting brain thing, and then I started to wonder, you know, because I've read so much bullshit lately in the news, and heaven knows that I've made some predictions that have ultimately come up short. Although it looks as if some things that are manifesting on the Ukrainian side of things, it looks like they're coming up for a referendum, trying to decide which way they're going to go, whether or not they're going to join Ukraine or they're going to go join Russia. Let's see how that turns out. I don't know. I'm not saying that I was right at all, because I'm not. I'm simply saying that I stand by my initial assessments based on the certain symbology. But I will make a prediction here and now with regards to China and Taiwan. I honestly think that on June 6th of this year, we are going to see an event with China. There's a certain cabal of people that loves their symbolism, loves their numerology. And June 6th, 2022 is a day that we should all kind of possibly pay attention to. I'm not saying why. I'm just saying that maybe, just maybe, that might be the day to maybe stay home. Because I'm saying it. Not, you know, just take the day off, whatever you're going to do. Just take the day off. But if you've had the opportunity to look at the Daily Star UK, like I did today, like a fucking fool. Because it was originally a different article I was looking at, then I saw this thing in the, of course, the clickbait section. Time traveler warns new creatures will emerge after the ground opens and millions of people vanish. Let me just say this now. This article was published on the 9th of May by a woman named Kirsty Card for the Daily Star. A time traveler warns new creatures will emerge when the ground opens and millions of people vanish. The new species called stalkers will supposedly be discovered this year at a so-called, and a so-called time traveler has warned the ground will split open in the U.S., and millions of people around the world will suddenly vanish. Yeah. A TikToker who claims to have leaked information from a self-proclaimed time traveler has issued a chilling warning for apocalyptic events that are set to begin this summer. Kawhi, which is K-A-W-H-I, Leonard, also known as the Hidden God, One, claims in his video that the ground across the U.S. will split just months before a deadly new species are discovered and millions of people are declared missing. The terrifying prophecies are said to take place on specific dates between July and October, which TikTok users have been urged to remember. The clip, which has received more than 450,000 likes, said, "Warning. A leaked document from a time traveler has warned us to remember these dates for 2022. July 14th, 2022, the Great Split, America's biggest earthquake. August 9th, over 2 million people around the world mysteriously disappear. October 3rd, 2022, creatures known as stalkers will appear around the globe. It is unclear whether these spine-chilling warnings are linked, but some of Leonard's fans wasted no time leaving prayers of hope for the future of humanity in the comments. One writer wrote, "Only Allah knows what will happen. Please protect us." Another idiot person wrote, "God will make sure we're safe." A third replied. However, other TikTok users didn't seem convinced as they claimed the user had been watching Marvel's Infinity War too much, and others said they would only believe it if they saw it on an episode of The Simpsons. One user said, "Me not believing it, writes it down just in case. Bro, after watching Infinity War," and then the other ones, "The Simpsons will tell us." The news comes after another so-called time traveler from the year 2236 told their followers a dead celebrity who had faked his own death will return in September of 2022. In the clip, watched more than 14 million times since it was uploaded on March 10th, the person claims they are going to prove their powers with another prediction. "Some people don't believe I'm a real time traveler, so here are some pretty big events that will happen in 22. September 16th, a very popular musician will come out and admit he faked his own death. Yeah. That's the sound of, you've got to be fucking kidding me. Which brings me to my next idea of, I'm thinking about going on TikTok. and pretending that I'm from the future. Just to do a better job of presenting, you know, what I know to be bullshit. Or will it be? I mean, I have done remote viewing before in the past. I mean, how hard could it be to see the future? I know that I was wrong about Ukraine, and I was honest about it. But, you know, I mean, I can always see what comes from it. I don't know. And there's some old news that I've seen before. A secret laboratory project to breed man-ape humanzee soldiers done by the Soviets back during Joseph Stalin's his days. He wanted to create a human-ape hybrid that would eat garbage and be super strong, but yet dumb enough to be told what to do. Resistant to hunger. Just like, okay. And then, you know, what's really funny is that then they show a picture from War of the Planet of the Apes with Caesar the Angry Monkey. And I'm just like, come on. Really? I will say this, though. If I had the opportunity to have, like, monkey proportionate strength in this body, oh, fuck yeah, it'd be awesome. I wouldn't even need a jack to change a tire. I wouldn't even actually need tools to take the lug nuts off my car. Although I would, actually, now that I think about it, I'd be able to jump a lot higher. I wonder if I can go get some of that gene therapy in the Soviet Union. Say, look, I don't want to be made to be resistant to hunger, but I would like monkey strength. How can I get some of that? Can I get some monkey strength? Or do I have to be dumb like a monkey? I just don't know. I mean, I just don't know. Will this give me super strength? Great. Will it make me live a lot longer? No? Oh. Will I grow my hair back? Thank you. Finally. No, I'm just... Oh, my God. The idea of monkey loving. It's just... it's some funny shit. I mean, it is, but it's not. You know, because, I mean, here's the thing is that, you know, the military has always got an idea about what it wants to do. You know, it knocks UFOs out of the sky with regularity in order to harvest the, you know, re-engineer or back-engineer all of the stuff that they capture. You don't see them out there trying to create human-alien hybrids. Why? Because they're smarter than us. One thing you do see, however, is aliens abducting people in order to create alien-human hybrids. So that way, they look more like us while retaining the superior intelligence. See? I'm telling you. And all of that anime that you're seeing right now with the great big eyes and skinny people in it, that's what they call predictive programming in order to force us to believe that pretty soon everyone's going to look like that. Tiny noses, tiny mouths, great big eyes. The one nice thing about, I guess, the anime stuff is that if anything starts looking like Queen's Blade, then yeah, sign me up. That'll be pretty interesting. I mean, hopefully I'll be young enough to still appreciate it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, and if you go look this up, you're going to be like, what a freaking joke that was, you perverted, sick man. At least I'm not talking about tentacle porn. I've done that before, and it's, I mean, that's funny, but it's not that funny. Oh, God. I don't get out of the house enough. Today, I was going to leave the house, but I didn't, because after yesterday's fiasco, I was like, fuck it, why do I even want to leave? Today, I'm going to be waiting for Amazon to show up and bring me my stuff, Amazon. I paid more than I should have, but at least I know it'll get to me, and I won't have to wait 5 to 10 business days for them to get off their ass and ship it to me. Oh, my God. I don't feel bad at all for lighting these people up on my podcast. I don't. I do not feel one moment's bit of remorse. And the reason why I don't is because some stupidity should be painful. It's like, you know, if you're dumb enough to piss off the wrong person, you get what you get. And it happens. It happened to me a lot when I was younger and stupid. And now I'm that guy with the least listened to podcast on the entirety of the internet. Sure, there might be one or two of you that actually knows who Dick Blick is. I doubt it. Have you ever bought art supplies? Mostly from Amazon. Well, there it is. And that's where I'm going to be buying all mine from now on. Because I know what I buy, I know what I use, and I know that I can get probably a better deal on Amazon anyway. So why do I even bother going to stores? Oh, yeah, because I like people. Almost got that out without laughing. Son of a bitch. Oh. So if you've been paying attention to the stock market like I have, I'm here to tell you. Probably need to start looking at precious metals. And I'm not just saying gold and silver or platinum. I'm talking maybe like brass, copper, and steel. You might want to look at some of those too, because I got a feeling that with the way that the economy is going and the stock market's going and all of these bankers looting us to who laid the chunk, might want to start looking into firearms ownership. Just saying. But anyway, I was making this prediction about China invading Taiwan, and that I think is going to happen on June 6th, 2022. And the reason why is because China has finally said, well, look, Russia got a pass. You know, who are they going to, who's going to get free shit? You know, is Taiwan going to get free shit? Hong Kong, are they going to get a bunch of free shit? You bet your ass they will. Oh no, we won't send any troops over there, but goddamn, we'll send you all kinds of technology. Billions and billions of dollars have been wasted by this government. The Taliban has, I guess, what was it, $140 billion worth of our hardware, military hardware, helicopters, all kinds of shit. And attack helicopters, you name it, they've got it, you know, because this administration fucked up good and proper. We just left that shit there. And, you know, we gave a bunch of tanks and shit like that to the Zelensky in Ukraine. None of it's ever been seen in battle. It's all just vapor now. And they're getting their asses handed to them by the Russians. And so now China's like, I'll do what I want. And they will. They will be invading Taiwan this year, I guarantee it. And no one, and I mean no one, is going to lift a finger. They're not. They're not going to do a damn thing. Anyway. Yeah, the world's a fucked up mess. And as much as I'd love to deal in escapism, I have to point out that things, I can't make shit up all the time that even comes close to the reality we live in, the absurdity of it all. And so I try to stay away from politics as much as I can, and I know that I've been failing lately, and I apologize for that. But the point I guess I'm getting at is that we're coming into a time where we're going to see some very difficult decisions that are going to come our way. And as an American, if you are an American, or if you're anybody that you know, has to deal with Americans, you're going to see a lot of daffy shit, I promise you. Things that you are just not going to fucking believe. Anyway, not to keep going about the gloom and doom. I'm not going to do that. I did do something today, though, while I was working. I saw a film called The Deep House. And it's one of those movies where on the surface it looks interesting. It looks like a found footage kind of thing, but it's not. And you get to the end of that film and you're like, that was not what I expected. And holy shit, you know. But it was actually pretty good. And it's available on Amazon. And, you know, it's an hour and a half long. Get a chance, watch it. It's pretty cool. It's definitely a horror film, but it's I can't really talk about it without giving away everything. But let's just say for the sake of argument that if you see anything like this ever again, you'd be hard pressed to find it, because this is something that that I was shocked to see. It wasn't gruesome or anything. It wasn't, you know, like a, you know, a slasher film, but it did hit all the really nice, creepy, paranormal notes, and it was good. It was very good. And, they did a good job putting it together, fairly well edited. The ending though, just man, but anyway, it's a good film. It is. Another thing I've been, watching is I rewatched Blade Runner, the original cut of the film, not the director's cut or the final cut, but the original cut of the film versus the final cut, which has all of the fixes and the edits in it. This one is the original cut, and it was actually quite good, and it was remastered in 4K. I thought it was really quite good, and I was watching it while I was working, and because I can do that. I can have it in the background as noise, you know. But I remember back in 1982 when that came out, that was quite the theatrical release. It was an amazing film. It was just beautiful to behold. And it still holds up pretty well, actually. It really does. There's not a cell phone in it, which I think is cool. Much in the same way that Blade Runner 2049 is set up without a cell phone in it. And it takes place in 2019, you know, 3 years ago. So it's actually quite good. It's a good film. But it's a lot more interesting. It has a lot more noir when you hear it with the voiceover. I like that. I like the Sam Spade kind of, you know, noir mystery type stuff. You know, those kinds of stories. Like L.A. Confidential was one of those kinds of stories, you know. And just a fantastic little film to kind of listen to while you're working. But yeah, that was more or less just my day. And I really don't know what else to really talk about other than, you know, just the idiocy that I've been seeing. And yesterday's show was a little bit more animated, mostly because I had a full head of steam after dealing with a bunch of idiots. And it's rare that I have to deal with that sort of thing, thank God. But when I do, oof, I can be less than friendly. So, all things being what they are, you know, I do my best. I really do to cope with the idiocy that is this planet. But tomorrow's going to be interesting. I've got to pay the utility bills and all that other good stuff, and I'm waiting for Amazon to drop off my packages, and so I can get to work, back to work on this piece of art that I've been trying to finish for the last 6 months. And now that I'll have more material, then I can go back and finish it, and then post pictures of the entire process on my websites. And I've got a video project right now that I'm doing. I've got a script that I started working on, and it's going to be comedy, and it's going to be meant for just the subscribers to my podcast. So once it's up, I will probably put a trailer up and see how that works with people wanting to subscribe to this idiocy known as my show. That being said, I guess I'm going to just cut it down for the night. I've got to go see about emptying out the dehumidifier so that way my basement can finally dry out. And I hope you have a fantastic day. Take care.